Thanks a lot for joining us on a Wednesday. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK. Huge night for basketball last night. Big day for basketball today. We're going to be talking, well, college hoops. That coming up in just a little bit. We'll also be taking a look at the weather. Glad you could join us today.
Today's local newscast is brought to you in part by Aloha Integrative Medicine in Kettle Falls. You can reach them online at www.alohaintegrativemedicine.net or by phone Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 509-640-3288. Specializing in regenerative medicine, bioidentical hormone replacement and hormone balancing, aesthetic and preventative medicine.
First off, let's hear from our state representative, Joel Kretz, on action in Olympia going on in the legislature.
Welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Satguest. We're coming to you just off the House floor where lawmakers right now are voting on bills. My guest is 7th District State Representative Joel Kretz from Wakanda. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
As we mentioned, representatives are now spending some very long days and some late evenings even on the House floor debating and voting on legislation that came out of their respective committees. There are a few bad bills, however, still alive that could move forward. Talk to us about those bills and some of your concerns.
House Bill 1181 adds a climate change component to the goals of the state's Growth Management Act. And a lot of the rural counties, they're struggling with their growth boundaries and updates. The GMA really has done more to hinder economic and housing growth than just about any other policy in the last 50 years. I don't think adding a climate change component is going to make anything easier for our small towns and cities, and it's certainly not going to make a hill of beans difference in our climate. A couple of property tax bills. One would increase the cap on school enrichment levies to $3,000 per pupil, HB 1244, for smaller school districts. And there was a formula that determined this amount, and it usually fell at or under $2,500. So this is another increase. Another bill, 1670, would change the 101% revenue growth limit for local property taxes to 103%. We've got a surplus. We should be giving some of that back to taxpayers instead of asking more. Another bad one is House Bill 1513. This would prevent law enforcement from pulling people over for minor traffic violations. Things like a broken taillight or a lane change without signaling, they're minor things, but in the past they've led to some pretty big arrests for other problems. Violent crimes have been averted because law enforcement had this ability, and I believe we should be giving our law enforcement more options and tools instead of less. Down near Yakima, we had a guy on the freeway going 111 miles an hour, and the police could not chase him and pull him over. 111 miles an hour, and they cannot pursue. They had to let him go. And not long afterward, down the highway a ways, I heard he took an exit and came back on, going the wrong way, head on with a family in a car, killed two small children. The other child and mother are in Harborview right now. We're having all kinds of huge costs for this silly no pursuit rule and not allowing cops to do their job.
Well, we just have to fix that, don't we? We have to get it underway so we can save lives.
We're going to be doing our best.
State Representative Joel Kretz, thanks for coming off the House floor with us today and talking with us here on Capitol Report.
In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report.
Hi, this is Sarah from Reimagined Home in beautiful downtown Colville. We are your premier one-stop shop for flooring, blinds, home decor, furniture, locally made gifts, and so much more. Everything you need to turn your house into your dream home. We carry Annie Sloan chalk paint, the one and only true chalk paint. We also offer custom painting and fun workshops. Come check us out at 108 South Main in Colville or give us a call at 509-684-4673.
Let's get back to the news at hand. It is a Wednesday, and that means it's Fish and Wildlife's Question of the Week, answering some questions about the recent wolf population survey.
Hi, I'm Trent Rosine, wolf biologist with your Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife office in Colville. At WDFW, we get a lot of questions from members of the public. Steve from Colville recently called in and asked when results will be available from the wolf population survey that was done in the area earlier this winter. That work is part of the statewide wolf count that WDFW does every winter. Between the end of December and the end of March, wolf biologists spend most of their time in the field tracking wolves and checking game cameras to get an approximate idea of how many packs, breeding pairs, and wolves we have in the state. We also use a helicopter and small plane to survey, capture, and collar wolves in some areas. In January and early February, we completed the aerial portion of this work in Stevens Ferry and Ponderay counties, while ground-based surveys will continue throughout March. It takes us a while to do this kind of work across the entire state, review hundreds of game camera photos, compile data, and put it all together into a report, so results won't be available until early April. Survey findings will first be presented to the Fish and Wildlife Commission at their April 6th through April 8th meeting. An agenda hasn't been put together yet, so it's not clear yet what day that item will be presented. The meeting will be held in person in Anacortes, but if you are interested in watching, you can tune in virtually and watch the Wolf Report via Zoom. More information on the day and time for that presentation will be posted on the WDFW website as we get closer to the day of the meeting. You can find it by going to wdfw.wa.gov and typing commission in the survey box in the upper right-hand corner of the page. Following that presentation, the survey report will be posted to the WDFW webpage at wdfw.wa.gov/wolves. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@wdfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you can win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
Tune in to the news Wednesdays at 7, 8, noon, and 5 for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Question of the Week. Email your questions on fish, wildlife, habitat, hunting, and more to communications@dfw.wa.gov. Or you can call 509-563-5495 and leave us your question. We'll answer one question every Wednesday.
Today is the day. As announced earlier this week, Saunders Furniture in Colville is having their once a year anniversary sale. Everything is on sale. Name brands like Lazy Boy, Flexsteel, Tempur-Pedic, England, Serta, and many more will be marked down with anniversary sale prices. Nothing will be held back. You can purchase all of the furniture, mattresses, and accessories you deserve with no money down, no interest or financing charges for up to 12 months with your good credit. You will experience fabulous savings on everything in their entire inventory. Plus, Saunders Furniture is giving away $500 in free furniture to one special winner. No purchase necessary. Bring those pickup trucks to haul away your brand new furniture. No truck, no worries. Saunders has delivery available. It's by far the biggest sale of the year, and you don't want to miss the 29th anniversary sale at Saunders Furniture. It all starts today.
The Spokane Tribe releasing information, one person dead following the accident at the construction site at the casino at Airway Heights yesterday. The accident about 9:30 yesterday morning. They are in the process of building a hotel next to the casino. The Spokane Tribe, tribal police, various local, state, and tribal agencies now all doing an investigation. Not a lot of details about the accident available yet. The construction company building the hotel said formwork collapsed, resulting in the death of a subcontractor. No one else injured in that incident. The family and the work crew on the site at the forefront of the thought and prayers. In a release from the Spokane Tribe, fire and ambulance crews arrived at the scene shortly after the accident. They left by about 10:10 yesterday morning. The circumstances of the situation still unclear. Some people say it sounded like an explosion. It shook the ground. One man was walking into the front door of the casino. He had just finished a job in Airway Heights, and then he heard that loud noise. A meeting with the casino staff They saw a large piece of construction material on the ground on the west side of the construction site. The construction workers peering over the upper levels down onto the ground. So that industrial accident yesterday morning at Airway Heights.
Stop into Woodworker Network for their best prices and selections on wood slabs, hardwood lumber, router bits, saw blades, epoxies, abrasives, and other finishes. They can build quality tables, shelving, mantles, and more in their custom shop, or let them cut, dry, and flatten a slab for you, either in their air dryer or have them kiln-dried in their custom kiln. Whatever your hardwood needs, you can trust Woodworker Network and the House of Hardwoods to your woodworking needs. Just 12 miles south of Colville on Highway 395.
Well, just about everybody knows Washington State has a nursing shortage. A bill has passed out of the state Senate. It looks at doing something about it. Here's Tracy Ellis.
Senator Jeff Holley's measure aims to increase the number of nurses by reducing barriers and expanding educational opportunities.
Employment Security Division has talked about registered nursing and licensed practical nursing being the largest in-demand professions in the state with unfilled positions as we speak.
The Cheney Republicans' proposal directs the Board of Community and Technical Colleges to develop a plan to train more nurses.
Find the quickest, most efficient way to produce RNs and LPNs in the state so that we can backfill the positions that are available.
The legislation also creates a pilot project to connect high school students training to become nursing assistants with understaffed rural hospitals. The House will consider the bill next. I'm Tracy Ellis.
Fogle Pump and Supply is more than just pipes, pumps, and fittings. It's people. People with the experience, tools, and capabilities to truly provide customer service at every level, in the store or out in the field. Fast, friendly, competent people with your best interest at heart. And they are the water professionals that can solve your toughest water problems. Put Fogle Pump and Supply to work for you today. Call 684-2569 or stop in at 2250 North Highway in Colville. Now open on winter hours. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Closed Saturday and Sunday.
Now scheduling well drilling for summer 2023. Call us today for your free estimate.
The WCC tournament in Las Vegas is in the history books. Gonzaga, last night, they struggled a little bit. They didn't cover the bookie spread in their victory over San Francisco. Well, there was no question tonight who the number one team in the WCC is. Gonzaga, 72, St. Mary's, 37. Gonzaga advances into the NCAA tournament, the number one team coming out of the WCC. Now we get ready for Pac-12 tournament action. The WSU Cougars coming into this tournament with a tremendous late series in the Pac-12. The Cougars have been on a winning streak. They face the bottom team today. They get a victory this afternoon. They go on to play Oregon tomorrow. We're going to have that game on KCVL. It should be a good one. The WSU Cougars take on Cal. That coming up this afternoon on KCVL. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by K9 Designs. Owner Suzette, along with groomers Brandy, Josie, Shirley from Southpaw, gonna treat you and your pet to the pampering you deserve. 105 and a half North Main. Take your pet down. K9 Designs. I'll see you today. Should be a pretty nice afternoon. 43 for a high. There is a 30% chance of snow late tonight. An overnight low of 23. Possibility of some morning snow showers tomorrow. Little or no accumulation expected. A high tomorrow, 39. A 60% chance of snow Thursday night, maybe a half inch sticking on the ground, 25 for the low, 38, snow, then rain on Friday. It'll start off rain and turn to snow Friday night, an overnight low of 27. On Saturday, getting up to 42, down to 21 overnight. A continuing chance of snow on Sunday and Monday. Pretty much rain on Tuesday, a high of 46. Canine Designs, they're offering $10 walk-in nail trims and full grooming options. Give them a call, 509-684-5959. Make your appointment today. All right, midweek Wednesday. I hope you're ready for basketball because, it's tournament time. WSU Cougars women's, they finish first in the Pac-12 tourney. Let's hope the men can do the same. It's going to be a tough one, but they start this afternoon. Cougar basketball on KCVL. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL KCRK.
At A Automotive Tire Pros, we love the drive. We know it's not just about horsepower and cargo capacity. It's about the miles driven, the time shared, and the songs sung. Life is best lived in motion, ready for any adventure and facing every turn head on. A Automotive Tire Pros will help keep you on the road with a full lineup of Continental and General tires and a full automotive service repair facility to meet your needs. With A Automotive Tire Pros by your side, you can continue to explore the unfamiliar. That's our promise to you. Visit us in the store today. A Automotive Tire Pros. Love the drive.